Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As I began to process the reality of disappointment, I came to the wonderful theological conclusion that it is impossible, it is theologically impossible to disappoint God. And once you get there, you're like, woohoo, okay? Because to disappoint someone, you have to do something they don't expect you to do. You have to fail to meet their expectations. I'm disappointed because Susie was going to call me at my 3 o'clock my time and the phone call didn't ring. I'm disappointed. I'm let down by that, okay, if that had happened. You would fail to meet my expectations. Well, you can't fail to meet God's expectations because he's already died for the worst things you've ever done, stuff you're going to do in a year you don't even know about. So have you ever imagined God going, oh, wow, I didn't see that one coming?
Yeah.
In reference to you. I mean, seriously?
Yep.
And so when I got over that, forgive the reference to the old Christian song, but no, he does not still feel the nails every time I fail. Really bad theology. Then he accepts me as I am, and he's already died for stuff I'm going to do tomorrow. How can I disappoint him? When you get there, I was free. And so when you fall, grace catches you instead of shame catching you, and there's a world of difference.
And when that happens, when you start to get a handle that, he actually sends new mercies to your door because he knows you need him. He wraps you up in grace. It makes you grateful because you just understand the depths of what he actually did. I mean, it's like we don't even understand what we're getting when we get him. And the treasure is so deep. And one of my favorite quotes along that whole line is from Graham Cook. He says, God is not disillusioned with you. He never had any illusions about you in the first place.
Oh, that's so good.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And so when the devil gets up in your face and says, golly, you're such a sorry person, sorry Christian, you can say, dude, you don't know half of it. Okay, Jesus died for so much more than even I know about. Tell me something I don't know. Okay,
wow.
Of course I'm broken. Of course I'm desperate. That's why I need Jesus. You're free. It's real important, Susie. We talk about this at some point. You got to know the difference between guilt and conviction, or shame and conviction. Either one, guilt and shame are very similar. Guilt is from the devil, as is shame, and it pulls you down, and it says you're pagan swine, you don't measure up, you might as well quit, how terrible you are. Conviction is from God. Conviction pulls up. Here's how you can tell the difference. One pulls down and kills, steals, and destroys. One pulls up. It's Jesus saying to the woman caught in adultery, look, you messed up. Go and sin no more. You can do better. This isn't who you are. Conviction is the call to do better and rise up and push on, and guilt is the call to bail because you're never going to get there anyway. And people listening have got to learn the difference.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.